Straight from the heart of Hollywood, Heart's Desire.
Heart's Desire, that land of wonderful enchantment where dreams come true in a hurry. Transcribed, we're reaching across the nation to grant you, the listener at home, your Heart's Desire. Our audience is gathered here at Tom Brenneman's famous restaurant, right in the heart of Hollywood, and they've been reading your mail for over an hour, searching for the letters that seem most deserving, or that give us that hearty laugh, or a heartthrob. Soon they will represent the writers of their favorite letters and try to win their heart's desires. It may be your letter, or a neighbor's, or someone you know. And then we start granting heart's desires in assembly line fashion, making just as many people happy as we have time for. And believe me, we have a fabulous storehouse of gifts to choose from to make you folks happy. And now we want you to meet our man with the heart of gold, the major domo of heart's desire, our master of ceremonies, your boy, Ben Alexander.
They had a soap opera ahead of me there. It took me so long to get here. Hello, everyone. Here we are with Heart's Desire again. And it's true, no Indian potentate ever had more magnificent gifts to send out than we have here at Heart's Desire. Your letter becomes your magic carpet to Hollywood. Just write us your Heart's Desire. Best of all, help another heart to happiness in your letter. Now, here's Paul Flynn with a lady from our audience who was all ready to help an unknown friend. She's picked her favorite letter from our mailbox and is going to try to win that person's heart's desire.
The letter is from Westfield, North Carolina.
Thank you. And may I have your name, please?
Mrs. Bessie Morris.
Mrs. Bessie Morris, where are you from?
From Los Angeles.
Always lived here, have
no,
you?
No.
Where were you born?
Missouri.
And how long did you live in Missouri?
Oh, until I was 23 years old.
Can you tell me something about the town you were born in?
I was born and raised in Donovan, Missouri.
How far is that from some of the big towns?
Well, it's 210 miles, I believe it is, from St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. What does your family do in Donovan?
Well, my father worked in a big sawmill. He was a lumber grader.
I see.
Big sawmill.
And he just sat there and graded lumber?
No, he didn't sit there. He stood there.
Stood there and graded lumber?
That's right.
Good. Did you ever go down and watch him work?
I sure did.
Did you ever rush the growler down to him?
Well, I took his lunch lots of times, when it was cold, when it was hot.
And now you have youngsters of your own, do you, Miss Morris?
Yes, well, they're grown up.
None of them in the lumber business?
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we're in the lumber business out here ourselves. We have a big drill here stands in back of me.
I see.
He looks like a bore, but he's really a drill. That's our producer, Bud Ernst. All right, Miss Morris, if you will, tell us about your letter, please.
Well, I have a letter from a little 11-year-old boy in Westfield, North Carolina. He said he listens to your program every day, and he likes it.
Good for him.
And he said he's written you several letters, but you've never read any of his letters.
Well, we probably have. Every letter written to Heart's Desire is read.
And he says that he's 11 years old, and he's one. There's 11 in the family, 11 children. And his mother has high blood and heart trouble. So I take it that it's high blood pressure.
Pressure, yeah, there must be a little pressure.
And she's always wanted a diamond ring, and he'd like to have her have a diamond ring. Uh-huh. And he even sends a size, 6 7/8.
And six says, and 7/8?
Yeah.
That's the size hat I wear. They have diamond rings that big?
And he says, please don't overlook my letter.
We won't overlook
and
it.
And the last thing he says, I kind of hate to tell you.
What's that?
Well, he says, will you please kiss the lady?
You know I will. You know I will, Miss Lawrence.
Good, good,
good. What kind of perfume is that, Miss Morris?
Old Spice.
Old Spice perfume. Well, I'll serve you spiced up today now. Thank you, Miss Morris, very, very much.
This Heart's Desire letter is from Wharton, West Virginia.
All right, fine. May I have your name, please?
Mrs. Frank Bailey.
Mrs. Bailey, where are you from?
I'm from St. Louis.
You don't have any relations named Jack Bailey, do you?
Well, no, as much as I'd like to say I have.
A relation whose program has moved up a half hour recently? No. Do you know Jack Bailey?
No, I don't.
Well, he's a great buddy of ours here at Heart's Desire, because he does it in the same way, same idea.
Only
he wears a carnation. You know, incidentally, the other day, last Thursday, my little Nicky was out with me, and we ran into Jack Bailey, the head of Queen for a Day, up here at the Plaza Hotel having lunch. And Nicky went over to him, and he took off his carnation, and he pinned it on Nicky. So when my boy got home that night, my wife, Lizzie, looked at him and said, honey, where'd you get the carnation? He says, I don't know. A man pinned it on me. And she said, well, who? He says, I don't know, but he said I was Queen for a Day. You know, I want to take this opportunity when I mention Nick. Incidentally, that N-I-C-K is a Nicholas and not Mickey. So many people sent him Easter cards to Heart's Desire and to me, too. And I want to thank all America for their kindness to us. Now, Miss Bailey, what about yourself? Where are you from?
I lived in St. Louis originally. Mm-hmm. Now we live out here.
You married in St. Louis?
Yes, I did.
What do you and your husband do?
What do we do?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
What is your husband's occupation? What is your husband's occupation?
We have a new hobby that we just...
You have a new hobby?
Yes.
What's that?
It is.
Oh, this is it. Right there. Pins, do you? Ceramics? Is that
that's
what it's
right,
called?
Ceramics. How did you know that?
Well, I don't know. It has something to do with plaster, doesn't it? These are little,
It's kind of a craze out here, you know. They don't do it anyplace else but in California, as far as I can see. But everybody out here does it.
They do.
And so we started when we came out, too, and we've had lots of fun making things.
Uh-huh.
Pins and earrings.
How's your family, Miss Bates?
I don't have any children.
These little ceramic figures are clips. And do you sell them in stores?
No, we just do it for fun and sell it to our friends.
You do make these clips at home?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And we have a little kiln that you burn them in, fire them, bake them, you know.
It's a lot of fun. You have a little kiln in your clip joint, is that
it?
Miss Bailey, tell me about the letter, if you will, please.
Well, I have a letter here from a little girl in Wharton, West Virginia. And she wants her mother to have a diamond ring. And she says that her mother had a ring one time, but she got too fat. And she couldn't wear it anymore. So she wants her mother to have a diamond ring. She would like it very much if we could send her one. Because unfortunately, too, the little girl's father always seems to forget her mother on anniversaries and Christmas.
Somehow he always seems to forget to buy her a diamond ring.
He always forgets. And the little girl would like very much for her mother to have a diamond ring.
Maybe that daddy's buying new clothes for mommy all the time, is that it?
Well, she doesn't say. I don't know whether she does that or not.
She say anything about her mommy, how hard she works, or why she wants this diamond ring for?
No, except that she just wants her to have it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mrs. Bell.
She would like to do something for her mother, and that she doesn't have enough money to buy the ring herself, and she'd like for her mother to have it very much.
Well, I bet we all know how that little girl feels. Your applause, please, for the letter you've just heard. And the letter from that little 11-year-old boy with 10 brothers and sisters. He wants the diamond ring. Where's mommy? Mrs. Morris, if you'll be so kind, give me this young man's name and address, please.
It's Westfield, North Carolina, and his name is Richard Cook, C-O-O-K-E.
Richard Cook in Westfield, North Carolina?
Yes.
Well, we have for that hard-working mommy of his. This little boy, was he the leadoff man for these 11 youngsters?
Well, I don't know. He doesn't say where they're
going. Probably was.
Probably in the middle, maybe. He's 11 years old.
The middle man's done a good job, believe me. We have for his mommy an exquisite, lucky forever, registered engagement ring. Hand-carved in 14-carat white and yellow gold with a beautiful Allison and Kaufman diamond in the center and a style in Hollywood. And Mrs. Morris, for you, I know you'll enjoy this because you're a housewife, too, huh?
Yes.
Good. A beautiful Hollywood electric table broiler, the original cast aluminum broiler with that hand-hammered effect from the Finders Manufacturing Company.
And here's a Heart's Desire letter from North Carolina.
Thank you. May I have your name?
Mrs. Blanchard.
Mrs. Blanchard. We've met before,
yes,
haven't we?
Sir, we
thank
sure
you
have.
For coming back to read our mail again, if you'll tell me about the letter you have.
Well, this is my little boy, 8 years old, Ben, and he says, I am so ugly that no one don't like me.
Oh.
All the other children call me little ugly face. They won't even play with me. I am an adopted child, and I've never had any toys. He says, Ben, will you be my heart's desire? That is one of my heart's desires. And I would like very much to have a bike if you will send it to me. Ben, please come to visit me sometime. He says, I'm very sad. I would also like a little doll for my little sister. Ben, will you please help? He says, my name is Abram and my sister's name is Carolyn. And he says, Ben, if you send my bike and a doll for little sister, send it to my mother's name. Her name is Miss Corinthia Wilkins. Please grant my heart's desire, and God will ever bless me.
And where does little Abraham live, Miss Blanchard?
He lives in Varina, North Carolina.
And do you believe that youngsters would actually call him little old ugly face?
I don't think any child's ugly.
Well, I don't think there ever was an ugly child.
No, I don't either.
Inside or out.
This really touched my heart, too, today.
Touches mine, and I know it touches everyone listening. Well, the little Abraham who lives down there and needs a bicycle, he says, to go to school on?
Well, no, he says maybe the other children would play with him.
Not only will they play with him,
you
but they'll
what?
Hound him to death now. He's going to have a new gleaming Roadmaster bicycle for little old ugly face. Abraham, a coaster brake, rubber grip handlebars, and for his sister, a heart's desire doll. And if he wants to be buddies with me, we're buddies right this second. And for you, Mrs. Blanchard, I see that you don't have something on either wrist. A 17-jewel, very thin, drew and watch made by those master watchmen that we're not down here.
Don't forget, Heart's Desire with Ben Alexander is broadcast each day from the world-famous Tom Brenneman's restaurant, Vine Near Sunset in Hollywood. You can get your tickets to our Heart's Desire broadcast and luncheon at the Brenneman Ticket Office at the Brenneman Restaurant. Remember, Heart's Desire is broadcast each day from Tom Brenneman's restaurant. Get your tickets at the ticket office. And here's a lady with a letter from Camden, New Jersey.
Thank you, Paul. Didn't he do a wonderful job of that? Paul Flynn, our announcer. He looks so lifelike today, too. I think it's wonderful. May I have your name, please?
Cecilia Spruett.
Cecilia what?
Spruett.
Spruett?
That's
an interesting name. Do you know what the nationality of it is?
Dutch.
It's a Dutch name? Does it mean anything in Dutch?
Well, not that I know of.
Do you speak any Hollandish yourself?
Well, I can understand it and speak just a little.
Can you say hello to everybody in Hollandish?
Oh, gee, I don't know.
Can you say Dutch shoes or anything like that?
Oh, Klumpa.
Kalumpa?
Uh-huh.
Is that the name for shoes?
Uh-huh.
That's a very very interesting sound for those wooden shoes. Kalumpa, is that what they're called? For heaven's sake. Where are you from, Miss Spruett?
From Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Uh-huh. Grand Rapids.
That's right.
And what do you do?
I'm a telephone operator.
How'd you get out here so early? You didn't strike till 6 o'clock today.
Well, I just took my vacation at the right time.
Oh, you worked your vacation in with a strike.
Uh-huh.
Well, fine. We can't take any sides on Heart's Desire, but we sure do hope that everybody solves all their problems. Let's do it. How old are you? Mind if I ask you?
I'm 22.
How old do you have to be before you're an operator?
Oh, about 17.
Tell me, do they make operators learn to count or anything like that before they're operating?
Well, they teach them how to say vowels so that they'll go over the lines more clearly.
Can you say some vowels for me?
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, 10.
9. That's the one I was waiting for. 9. That's the one I like to hear. And you're back where the flood is right now, aren't you?
Oh, gee, I didn't hear about that. I'm having such a good time out here.
You said you're from Michigan?
That's right.
Didn't you know that they're having the greatest flood they've had in a long, long time?
No.
It's very, very serious, and they certainly have all our warmest hopes from here in Heart's Desire all over the country, believe me. Mrs. Spruett, we better not waste any more time. You tell me about your letter, please.
Well, I have a letter here from a woman. She's quite elderly. She says that she'd like to have an icebox of some kind for her husband. He's a World War I veteran. He's 66 years old, and he's a semi-invalid, and that he has a bad heart condition. And because of this, he's on a special diet, and the food has to be kept on ice. And she hasn't got any icebox.
Mm-hmm. And this diet that he's on, did she mention anything about what kind of a diet it is?
No, she just said that he has to have a special food, and it has to be kept on ice. And right now, she's keeping the food in the window box. And with warm weather coming up, she has to have something to keep it in to keep it cold.
Mm-hmm. And this man that is now an invalid at 66 and a World War I veteran, was he actually injured in the First World War, or is he now just ill?
Well, she doesn't mention it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Miss Spruett, for telling me about that letter. We'll stand by for just a
moment. Here's our Heart's Desire letter from Washington, D.C.
Thank you, Paul. May I have your name, please?
Mrs. Honor, are you Brady?
Mrs. Brady, you'll have to speak up real loud today. I have an onion in my ear.
I have a frog in my throat, too.
You have a frog in your throat, and I have an onion in my ear. Isn't that wonderful? I've had a terrible buzzing, and a lady on the show Friday said if I'd go home and peel an onion down real small and put it in my ear.
Well, what would you do for the frog?
Well, you know, I don't know what to do about your frog, but I went home and put the onion in my ear. No, it doesn't buzz at all. I smell like a delicatessen, but it doesn't buzz. Now, what to do about your frog? Well, I don't know. You just clear yourself a little loud and clear. Tell me now, Mrs. Brady, a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm from Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha.
Mm-hmm. I've been town with a call. Yeah,
that's the heart of the Union Pacific, isn't it?
Yes.
Did you come out here on the UP?
We surely did.
Good. Good trip?
Yes, lovely.
All right, well, I'll get an upper out of that. Miss Brady, perhaps you'd better tell me a little about your letter.
Well, this lady that wrote the letter for the woman who needs the refrigerator.
Oh, this is a refrigerator, too?
Yes, this is a refrigerator. She thought that if the letter didn't impress you, perhaps a picture of the 11 children would. She sent a picture of the children.
Is this the picture you're holding in your hand?
Yes.
Well, there are 11 little youngsters. Look at this little fellow there at the bottom of the steps. They look like little stairs.
And she says that they think that she's Santa Claus.
Who thinks she's Santa Claus?
The children.
Oh, because she's the neighbor lady who brings them presents.
She's always looking after them. And she thinks they're very deserving because they've had a lot of sickness and a lot of trouble. And several of them have been in the hospital, the children, for operations. And she said even if she is Santa Claus, she doesn't think she can hardly raise a refrigerator for them.
Mm-hmm.
So she thought perhaps you might help them out.
Where's the family live with 11 children?
They're living in Heart's Desire. No, wait a minute.
There are a lot of towns in America that are really Heart's Desire towns.
Almost the same. It's Seek Pleasant.
Seek Pleasant?
Seek
Pleasant.
Seek Pleasant, Maryland.
Seek Pleasant, Maryland. Wonder how that looks in the phone book. Pleasant Seat, Maryland.
I thought it was a very nice name for town, didn't you?
I do, too. And why doesn't the poppy, is not able to buy his own refrigerator?
They've had so many operations in the family. There's so many children that one had poliomyelitis, another had to have their teeth corrected, two of them, and one was in the hospital for some kind of a fever.
Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Brady. That sounds like a very deserving letter. Let's see what our audience thinks. Your applause, please, for what you've just heard. And a letter from the elderly lady who needs refrigeration to keep the special food for her invalid husband. Brady, please. Step right back down here. That's fine. And now give me the name and address first of the lady who is Mrs. Santa Claus and also of the family.
The name of the lady.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Claus is Mrs. Yes. George M. Downs. And the lady that gets the refrigerator would be Mrs. V. E. Kenyon, 1452 Park Road, Northwest Washington.
Well, Mrs. Brady, just from all this collection of paper you have in your hand, I think you have that just reversed. The lady's address is, who gets the icebox, is Mrs. George M. Downs in Seat Pleasant, Maryland. And the lady who wrote us the letter, who was so kind, is Mrs. Kenyon of Washington, D.C. Congratulations to Mrs. Kenyon, and we do hope that the Downs will be delighted, because we have for them, and just listen what we have for that family of 13, a brand new 1947 model Servel gas refrigerator. A refrigerator that stays silent, lasts longer because it has no moving parts in the freezing system. Permanent silence, lasting dependability. This Servel has a large locker for frozen foods, both moist and dry cold, and actually freshens up your garden vegetables and fruit. And Mrs. Brady, for finding us that letter, for you to take back to Omaha with you. Is your husband here today? Well, good. You put this in his grip, so he'll have to carry it. An all-aluminum feather-touch iron for easier, faster ironing. And for you, a matching set of Pepperell sheets and pillowcases.
And now, Ben, we have a letter from Schwenkville, Pennsylvania.
Oh, you say that again, Paul?
Schwenkville.
Schwenkville. Thank you very, very much. What's your name?
Mrs.
Pelshot. Mrs. Pelshot? Where are you from?
We've been living here 24 years.
And where are you from, Miss Pelshot, before you came here?
From Canada.
From Canada. You French-Canadian?
French-Canadian.
Mm-hmm. And what does Pelshot mean?
Pelshot, it's a shoveled cat.
It's a shoveled, disheveled cat?
Well, it's a pencil. Pel is a shovel.
Shovel?
And cat.
And cat. Shot is cat.
Shot.
The shovel cat.
Shovel cat.
That's an interesting thing. Can you imagine a cat with a shovel?
Yeah.
Probably be a help. Now, Mrs. Pelshot, if you will, please, tell me a little about what you're doing down here.
Oh, well, my husband works at Douglas in the airplane.
Work on airplanes out there? Did he do that during the war?
During the war,
You know, I want him to be sure and hear you up in Canada, Mrs. Pelshot, so you talk a lot louder than that, will you?
Well...
Oh, try.
I wish they could.
Good. They can if you'll speak up loud and clear and tell me about the letter you're holding.
It's from a little girl, 13 years old, and she writes for her daddy. He's a veteran. And he was injured during the war overseas. And he has terrible headache. And he needs a heating lamp for treatment. So he has to go away to Philadelphia, which is very far from where they live. And then it keeps him away from home for weeks at a time. And she said he gets awfully cross at his mommy and the two children because he has such a pain in his head.
And she'd like to help him with the pain.
Yes.
What is her heart's desire, Miss Delta?
It's a heating lamp.
Heating lamp?
Yes.
And what would we do with that? Put it on his back or his neck? Or
what? His head.
Put it on his head. And that would help the pain. Yes. And where do they live, Miss Delta?
Schwenkville.
Schwenkville, it says. S-C-H-W-E-N-S-K-S-V-I-L-L-E. Schwenkville, Route 1, Pennsylvania. And what's the name, please, Miss Pelshot?
It's Dempsey.
Dempsey?
Dempsey.
Fine.
Audrey Dempsey.
Well, we're certainly going to see that Daddy gets some help, believe me. From Heart's Desire, we have for them a scientifically designed electric infrared ray lamp from our Rexall druggist. He won't have headaches any longer if that lamp will do the trick. And for you, Mrs. Talshap, an exquisite sterling silver compact, Heart's Desire design by Elgin American, and a beautiful original dress designed by Robert Gould of Hollywood. That's dress, D-R-E-S-S. There's a lady here that said Whiteville.
That's right.
And where are you from?
I'm from Philadelphia, Upper Darby. My name is Georgiane McNamara Clemenson. And I'm here until Wednesday.
Good for you, Mrs. McNamara Clemenson. I can't remember the rest of that. Either one of these youngsters yours?
No, my youngster's back home, and my grandmother's 81. Of course, I'm not allowed to say this on the radio.
No, don't say it.
But my Joan Helen is 9 years old.
Fine.
And I know that they're listening to this program, and I'm so glad you come over to this station so my mother knows I'm here okay.
Well, I only wish you could tell them that you're here. Well, now, you know, I want to tell you all about a letter that we found the other day. And the story in it goes back a number of years to a little Georgia town and a 16-year-old girl with a heart's desire. Now, there's nothing very unusual about that, I know. But there are lots of things a young lady can wish for, especially when she's sweet 16. The interesting thing is that she's kept this same heart's desire all this time. But now she's a grown woman with 4 children. Her heart's desire was and is to attend the annual Baptist Assembly. Now, at last, it's going to be granted. I can imagine the tears of joy that came to the eyes of Mrs. Lessel Shepherd when she learned that she'd been chosen to represent her church, with all expenses paid, for a week at Ridgecrest, North Carolina. Then I can picture a small furrow in her brow, too, as she had a sudden upsetting thought. There'd never been any extra money in her household, so of course she didn't possess something that up until now had seemed non-essential, luggage. But with her coming trip almost dependent on it, this grew mighty important, a heart's desire all in itself. Well, we're all here mighty happy to be able to grant this for Mrs. Shepherd of 416 Crawford Street, Waycross, Georgia. She'll be one of the smartest-looking travelers in the South now, because with her will be Kaufman's new luggage creation designed with plenty of adjustable packing space, a flight-weight trip-aider, to make that trip to the Assembly with her.
Our next guest selected a letter from Walla Walla, Washington.
Thank you very much. May I have your name?
Coakley.
Oh, Mrs. Coakley. Well, we're old friends. Thank you, Mrs. Coakley, for reading our mail. Tell me about this letter, please.
This letter comes from a lady. She says she was very happily married until her husband got a new job. He's now driving a team, and she said all night long he hits her on the back and hollers, "Giddy up, Nellie." And pulling on the sheet and hollering, "Whoa, Myrtle." Now, Ben, I ask you, how could you expect any lady to take this lying down?
Got two nightmares there.
So she said she would like to escape the clutches of this villain, for the old bed they have is about ready to fall apart as it is, and the perfect solution would be twin beds, then to each his own, to drive alone, would be her heart's desire.
Thank you, Mrs.
Coakley. Here's a letter from Morehouse, Missouri.
You each his own to drive alone, this is their heart's desire.
Mrs. Pearl Hardy.
Mrs. Pearl Hardy is your name. Where are you from, Miss Hardy?
Bell, California.
From Bell, California. What do you do out in Bell?
I keep house for my son.
Mm-hmm. Do you have youngsters out there?
No. I have 2 other children, but I'm married.
I see. And you keep house for your son. Is he employed now?
Yes, he's a carpenter.
Mm-hmm. Where were you when your son was born?
Oh, I was at McCurtain, Oklahoma.
Oh, that's a town I've never heard of. Is it a small town?
Very small.
Oh, can you kind of tell me a little bit about it?
Well,
Is it on the flat? Is it in the mountains? Is it in the valleys?
Well, it's on a prairie, I think.
It's on a prairie. Uh-huh. McCurtain?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
We live most of their life, though, in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, that's a wonderful place. Were you ever involved in oil?
No.
Now that you're out here in California and in Bell, what is your son doing?
He's a carpenter.
Fine. Well, now, Miss Hardy, if you will, tell me about the letter you hold.
Well, it's from a serviceman. He served 3 years in the ETO. Mm-hmm. I don't know just what that is.
That's the Eastern Theater of Operations over here.
Well, and he's home now, and he's practically an invalid, and he can't walk.
Mm-hmm.
And they need a bed.
I see.
He said the one they have is all tied up, and it isn't very good. And he said if he could just have a bed for his wife and little boy, that he wouldn't care about himself. And he said he hoped to sometime be able to support them, but right now his hopes are fading. He said that his doctor said he would never walk.
Mm-hmm. You know, lots of young men who were in that European theater of operations and had that same advice from doctors are walking and have, many of them. And We'll certainly keep our fingers crossed for this young man.
Yes, up here at the top, I really need a bed.
I bet he does need a bed. Your applause, please, for letting him go first. And the lady who says that her husband's new job driving that team is jeopardizing their marriage, and that she wants a new bed for him to sleep. Mrs. Hardy, if you'll tell me this young man's name and address, please, before you go.
Well, his name is, I can't pronounce his first name, Adams.
Mm-hmm. Looks like Delmer. D-E-L-M-E-R, Adams.
Morehouse, Missouri.
In Morehouse, Missouri. Well, a lot of happiness to him from all of us out here. We have for them a mattress and spring ensemble made by the Spring Air people who claim that you sleep right and wake up bright on their mattress and spring ensemble, and they're right, too. The Spring Air is engineered and constructed to bring them years of comfort.
Could I say something?
You certainly may.
I have a daughter living in Tulsa, Ginger Wynn.
Ginger Wynn. And
I hope she heard me today.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised at all, and I want your daughter Ginger Wynn to know what I have for you, Mrs. Hardy, too. Want you to have, maybe you can send it out to them, 29 pounds of California's finest assorted fruits. And those shippers of gift fruit to all America Meltons out at the farmer's market. And also, if you want to send it to your daughter or keep it yourself, to love and to hold a beautiful Heart's Desire doll from America's leading manufacturer of collection dolls, the Hollywood Doll Manufacturing Company. Thank you, Miss Hardy.
Listeners, you know, this is your program, the only program that features you at home. Yes, you and your letters telling about your heart's desires are in the spotlight on our show every day. So get busy and send us your letter. Maybe it will be starred on one of our broadcasts very soon. Give us the inside story on your dream and send it to Heart's Desire, Hollywood 28, California.
Well, now I hope that someone here has a heart's desire that's for the same thing as today's Heart Box gift. Run hard and run fast there, Paul, because if that heart's desire is for that gift, as well as whatever's left over from other broadcasts, everything goes to that person. But before I begin, I'm going to ask as many as time allows to tell their heart's desires. Announcer Paul will tell you all about the gift from a soundproof hall. If he's not out of breath, hand it away, Paul.
Okay, listeners, only you can hear this. So here's what's in our heart box. Today we have a beautiful Gulistan Renaissance sculptured carpet in full 9x12 size. This exquisite carpet is manufactured by Gulistan, nationally famous as creators of America's finest floor coverings. You may have your pick of any one of five decorator shades: cloud gray, majolica rose, fern mist green, barley beige, or Bordeaux red. Remember, a beautiful Gulistan Renaissance sculptured carpet. Now, back to bed.
What's your heart's desire?
Mixer.
Yours?
Bed.
Your heart's desire?
Wristwatch.
Yours here?
Dishes.
Yours right here?
Suit.
Your heart's desire?
Radio.
Think hard.
Washing machine.
Yours?
A radio.
Your heart's desire?
Table linen.
Yours, sir?
Bottle of scotch.
Good!
Autographed picture of Tom.
And your heart's desire?
I don't have any.
All right, sir. You heart desire?
Rye whiskey.
Fine. Well, I'm sorry. There's the whistle. There's nothing even to wet it with. Our 30 seconds is up. We have a lovely Gulistan Renaissance sculptured carpet. Full 9x12-foot size. You should have it on your floor. We'll carry that over to tomorrow's heart box. Well, that battens down the hatch on another shipment of heart's desire. Remember, if the old storm clouds boil up, follow your heart and you'll get there. See you again. So then, until then, this is your boy, Ben Alexander, saying so long and heart's desire to you.
Yes, every day, Monday through Friday at the same time, we'll be granting your heart's desires. We find them in the letters you send to Heart's Desire, Hollywood 28, California. And if you're going to be in this vicinity, you can get tickets for the broadcast and luncheon at the Brenneman Ticket Office. When you tell us about your heart's desire, don't enclose money, as all letters containing money are automatically disqualified. All decisions on this transcribed program are final, and all letters become our property. This is Paul Flynn speaking from Hollywood.
This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.